you a sloppy dog, man. I tell you what.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. The Bloody Mary mix from the W Sauce is out. Boy, I could have used the Bloody Mary on Saturday morning, I tell you that much. It is Key West style. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, they are your one-stop shop for all things light, midsize, heavy-duty, box truck, whatever you got, semi, they'll take care of it. Call my boy Anthony down there at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, the official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. And it's the only faction with a truck and trailer repair. Because Mike's Mafia, they don't got one.
Wow. Did you say faction?
Yeah, that's right.
Wait till Status finds
out
who you really
are. Y'all
have
gone too far with the...
Wait till Status Truck and Trailer finds out who you really are.
These fan club things.
They know who I am. I'm proud of it. Mm-hmm. So am I.
Sure.
All right. So I got to go, before I get to this story about this 15-year-old, got to hit the Nashville this weekend. First time I've been up there in a... pulled a personal trip in a few years. We went out there with the Falcons this year, which was basically go to the hotel and then go to the game. But
according to you, you need to go see a chiropractor because you had a crick in your neck what'd you say? You had a crick in your neck from watching all the motorcycles, right?
Did you really say that?
You had the dirt bikes. Yeah, he had it because there was a lot of dirt bikes in Nashville, and you.
But he really said that.
He had to watch all of the.
I was sitting low.
There was a lot of good looking dirt bikes up there.
I was sitting low, and you know, your neck.
That's not peak old. I don't know what is.
All the good looking dirt bikes in Nashville. He was just. His head was on a swivel.
Sitting in the stands for, like, you know, we got there a little early, so we watched a little bit of the early stuff. There's some qualifying, which takes. And they do qualifying runs, they do heats, and they do the mains. And so, yeah, I sat there for a while. It got cold in Nashville, I'll tell you that much. I was not overly happy with my winter.
Is Supercross one of those where you want to sit down low, close to the action, get a little dirt in your teeth, or is it like NASCAR where it's like the higher you are, the more you can see?
It depends on where you are down low. If you are on in the end zone parts of a stadium, You're going to see a little less action.
Okay.
Than if you're in the, like, we were sitting essentially, like, the, I would say the 40-yard line.
Yeah.
Would have been where our seats were.
Yeah.
And we were right at the start-finish, which is good. Now, when you're where we were, the start-finish has, like, an apparatus above it, which kind of, you know, has the pyro coming out of it when they go over it. But you miss it. There was a small little section I would miss. But for the most part, I could see the entire track. We did have dirt clumps to come up on us. They picked up from the track. It's kind of.
Are there any superstars in Supercross these days? Like, you know, they used to. I feel like when they started venture, like the X Games was a thing. And you had the Brian Deegans of the world and guys like that. Is there anybody that the normal person would know about Supercross?
Well, you know, like Ricky Carmichael was a name back.
Yeah,
in the
exactly.
Day. Jeremy
yeah.
McGrath.
Jeremy McGrath, that was a big one.
I will tell you that
he might have had his own video game.
That Deegan's son, Hayden.
Yeah,
is the next up and coming star, and they already in Supercross the powers that be, which by the way, if you work with Supercross, and you can get me connected, I need to talk to the marketing people because I have some ideas.
You have ideas
for apparel and things that we have gone
farming
over.
Experts, yeah. Supercross expert,
yeah. But all
marketing
that extraordinaire,
expert.
All that
marketing
said,
expert.
Hayden Deegan is he's in 250 right now, which is the it's not the minor league because they have their own championship, but it is the smaller two. Your goal
it's like the
is
Busch Series.
Your goal is to be in 450.
Okay.
And but the 250 class has Deegan. The Eli Tomac is the man. He's broken Ricky Carmichael's wins record. Well, actually McGrath holds the overall, but he's topped Ricky Carmichael, who was in there, so he now has 52. But they got a young Australian kid who's super fast called Jet Lawrence. His older brother is also in 450, but not as fast. So that would be the closest thing that they have some up-and-coming guys. So, yeah, they have some guys coming up. If you follow the sport, you're familiar. A guy named Cooper Webb is very good. So they have some guys in there, but not the mainstream, I think that's Deegan's son, is going to really cross over. Any more questions?
No, that's all I got.
No.